You're listening to the Lord's Radio Station, and we have in the studio LaToya Harris. She is the owner and operator of the restaurant that we once had, which was the Bistro on Plaza in Helena, West Helena, Arkansas. How many years did we have the Bistro?
9 years.
9 years. Tell us a little bit. Let's go back to time at the Bistro. The Bistro closed, which was very sad news because I really did like y'all's chicken strips and salad and all of that. But tell us a little bit about what happened there.
Well, God gave me a different vision after starting TaylorMade 2 years ago. I began to feel guilty in the kitchen fixing French fries and fried chicken and fried catfish and people ordering extra this, extra that on their food after I found out that's what's hurting our bodies, what's ruining our health. And I was starting to feel guilty preparing these meals. And I said, hey, I need to open a fitness place for people to eat.
That's interesting. So then, okay, let's go back a little bit. You started the TaylorMade program prior to closing the Bistro, right?
Before.
Yes. Before, okay. And so then, and when you're in the program, you're learning a lot about proper healthy eating.
Yes.
It's true education on what's good for our bodies and what's not.
Yes.
And so this is something that you were doing personally for you, correct?
Yes.
And so we're going to take a moment, hear her story, and then we're going to come back. So let's listen to her testimony with TaylorMade.
My name is LaToya Harris. I started TaylorMade October 13th, 2015. I did a health screening the summer of 2015, and I failed. I had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high sugar. I decided I needed to lose a couple pounds, and I joined the gym only to lose 5, gain 10. I became very frustrated. I watched other people in the gym trying to decide, okay, how am I going to do this? I met a guy that had lost a lot of weight, and I asked him, I said, what did you do? And he said, I have a wellness coach. So I said, well, what is his name? Give me his number. So that's how I met Philip Taylor. I called him that same day. He set up an appointment with me, and I told him that I wanted to lose weight. I had always been small all of my life. I had gained 50 pounds since my marriage. I had opened a new business. I had had a child, and I wanted to get that weight off. Did mention to him that I had failed a health screening that year, and he looked at me and he said, what about your health? And I looked at him. I said, well, I did a health screening this summer, and I failed. And he was like, let's focus on that first. Let's see what's going on with you. And he asked me a few medical questions. And I knew then he was the guy I needed because I went in there focusing on my physical. I wanted to look good. I wanted that flat belly that I used to have. And he was more concerned about my health that I hadn't shared with him. And then he made me realize that was more important than anything. So I signed up with Philip Taylor that day, and it's been life-changing. Since then, I've lost 44 pounds. My health is great. My sugar's normal. My blood pressure's normal. My cholesterol's normal. I'm more fit. I look fit. I'm happier. I used to be kind of bitter. I had kind of quit living, had got caught up in my job, and it was just life-changing. It was more than a weight loss journey. He has helped me spiritually, mentally, emotionally, focus more on myself. I thought it would be selfish to live that way, but I'm focused more on loving myself, and he helped me to realize that you have to take care of yourself before you can help anyone else. I feel great. I have more energy. In 2016, I went for my second health screening, and I passed it. My coach, Philip Taylor, was there. The nurse comes back, and she says, the doctor wants to see you. And he was like, congratulations. He said, you passed your screening. What are you doing? And I told him I had a wellness coach, Philip Taylor, and he said, well, whatever he has you doing, keep doing it. I was so excited. Coach was so excited. He was laid back about it because he knew I'd passed it. He's like, oh, I knew you'd pass it.
I show people how to actually care for themselves, just to get involved. We need our doctors, but you got to get involved, help them out. They don't get many success. They don't get a chance to see that average person win, you know. They understand that there's things you must do after you leave the office. It's good to smile. It's good to smile. You know, it's good to win. It's good to win. Good to win.
It's just awesome. I would encourage you to give them a call. If you're looking for a healthier lifestyle, you've lost your way spiritually, mentally, physically, I would say give them a call.
That does give us some context. So this became so real to you that you really did not want to be feeding your community unhealthy food.
Yes.
Even though it tastes great.
Yes.
I understand that. Yes. Okay. What is it that you are working on now? Because I see the Facebook post, and you're posting a lot of good looking food, but this is not like what you've been serving before. Can you tell us about what you're doing right now?
My healthy lifestyle has inspired me to open a Fit Bar, a place where people can come in and eat healthy meals. And I'm using the knowledge that Philip Taylor has given me to prepare these meals.
That's amazing.
And I'm excited about it.
And the food looks really good. Tell us about some of the meals that you've prepared. I saw some chicken enchiladas
cauliflower pizza.
Cauliflower pizza?
Yes, and it's delicious.
Really?
Cauliflower mashed potatoes. You can't tell the difference. Spaghetti squash. I like to use an Italian sausage and make a spaghetti squash. Tastes just like spaghetti. Sometimes I use the spaghetti squash to make mac and cheese. Tastes just like mac and cheese.
Really?
So you got the calories, without the carbs.
So you're having substitutes that you're using, and the food tastes just as good.
Tastes just as good. Even better. Some of the items taste better to me.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so then where is this Fit Bar? Like, how can people get this food that you're preparing? I really want to taste some, for real.
It's going to be at 601 Porter Street in Helena.
Okay.
But I will be posting it on Facebook. We'll create a Facebook page so you guys can keep up with us.
Okay. So we lost the bistro, but we're getting something better.
Even better, yes. Something that I don't feel guilty preparing for you guys. Because that's the thing. This journey, it's spiritual also, you know. And I just think that God put that on my heart. You know, he wants his people well. You know, I'm just led by the Spirit, even before meeting Philip Taylor. But it's just stronger now that I have become tailor-made. My spirituality is just much stronger. And I know that that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to heal people.
Mm. And I really like the fact that you really do care about your customers to the point where you shut down a whole business.
Yes.
To start something completely new. And you can confidently know that this is good food mm-hmm. that people can have. And I'm excited because, you know, when you start trying to eat healthy, it's hard when you go to all these restaurants and yes. you're trying to figure out what you can eat. You don't know how they prepared it.
Right.
You don't know if it's healthy or not. You can say, hold this, hold that.
Right.
But you really don't know how it's being prepared.
Right.
And so what relief it'll be to be able to come to a place,
yes.
have food, and know this food is going to be good.
Yes.
It's going to taste good and it's going to be good for us.
Yes. And it's frustrating to me because I'm always on the go. And it's frustrating to me that I can't run somewhere and grab something when I'm not at home. So it'll help me continue my journey also. And sometimes I would be at the bistro and it would be hard for me to smell that food. And I'm like, oh, I know I can't have it. So sometimes I would actually have to step out of the kitchen because, you know, the smell of the food, of the fried food, things that I know that aren't healthy for me. So this will also help me continue my journey.
I like the integrity that you have. You're like, I wouldn't eat this, so why would I feed this
right.
to someone else? I love it.
Yes.
Because there's so many people that, like, they don't care. It's like, oh, well, this is a business. It,
yes.
You know, I got to make money, and people aren't care. Everybody, just because I'm trying to be healthy, everybody isn't trying to, you know, like, and they'll separate that. But you're
yes.
like, no, I do care. I don't want you to have this.
Yes, and I've been an entrepreneur since I graduated from college, and when I open a business, I've always kept that in mind. I've never opened a business just to make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always wanted to bring the best to a client, you know, and this is always what I've always focused on doing. I'm not going to give you anything that I'm not going to use. I'm not going to sell you anything that I wouldn't purchase.
Mm.
So I've just always had that in mind when I've always opened a business.
That's incredible. And then the thing is, once you start changing your eating habits, you even lose an appetite for the things you had before.
You do. They don't taste as good. You tried. You're like, why did I ever eat this?
Yeah. And so that's good. If you could change your whole your taste buds, then it's not so much a struggle.
Right.
Well, LaToya, we want to thank you so much for taking time and dropping the studio. Share with us your journey and share with us what you're doing. I can't wait till this restaurant opens. I hope you'll come back and tell us, you know, when it's opening. You got to come and say, it's open. Come on.
Yes. I'll let you guys know.
And what's the name of it going to be?
It's going to be called The Fit Bar.
The Fit Bar. All right. So, citizens of Helena, what's Helena? Look for The Fit Bar. It's going to be coming soon. But you're already, if people want to order some things, they can already do that through Facebook, right? Tell us about that. What do you have going on?
My post, I have a meal a day. and I post it on my personal page, Latoya Harris. Soon I'll create a FitBar page so you guys can keep up with me.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it, Latoya Harris, everyone. She will be launching the FitBar soon, so we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.